My name is Siddharth. I am 14 years old. Today is November 28th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Nirmala, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Birmingham, Alabama. Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up in India, and my childhood was a lot of fun. We traveled a lot. Went to schools in different states with different languages, and I made lots of friends, and I'm the oldest of the four, and I have three siblings. Overall, it was a good childhood.
All right. What are your most vivid memories of school?
My first vivid memory was being put in a school bus. I think I was in kindergarten, and I was crying a lot because I was being separated from my mother. And I remember the school bus pulling away from my home, and I just wanted to get back, get off the bus and run to my mother. That was my first memory. My second one was facing a bully at school who took away my favorite storybooks that my dad bought. And I knew she took them, and I could not get it from her. To this date, I still miss those two books.
Okay. Tell me about the person who has had the greatest influence on your life.
My father had the greatest influence in my life. He recognized my capacities, and he gave me confidence, and he really pushed me to achieve my dreams and gave me confidence and guided me. And I am where I am today because of him, and I'm very thankful to him. He did help me realize who I am.
All right. Share some of your earliest childhood memories.
My earliest childhood memories. I remember my mom. She was listening to songs with me, and I remember her dressing me up in my favorite red frock. The other vivid memory I have is my mom bringing my baby brother home, and I saw this infant crying, and she said, "This is your brother," and that was very vivid still to this date.
All right. What are some of the jobs / careers held by the past generation in our family?
The past generations in our family were landlords from my side, your mom's side, and from your father's side, they were all doctors. Your grandmother's grandfather was the first doctor in that county where she came from. And from my side, they were all landlords. They owned the lands. And then the most recent ones started owning some construction companies, and they were into building stuff.
All right. What job do you currently hold, and what jobs have you held in the past?
I currently am a physician, and my first job when I came to the United States was working as a physician assistant for a doctor who owned the clinic, and there were two other foreign medical graduates who were trying to get into a residency program, and we were all working as physician assistants, you know, giving injections to patients and taking the clinical history. That was my first job. My second job before I became a resident at University of Alabama was taking orders and preparing the orders in a donut pastry factory.
Oh, okay. How did you find your way to your current job or career?
I came to the United States, took all the exams, the United States medical licensing exams all over again, which was a repetition of what I did in India. And I passed all those exams. Then I came for a clinical observership at University of Alabama at Birmingham. And I was one of the clinical observers like the rest of them. And I...
No. I meant, how did you decide that you wanted to become a psychiatrist?
When I was in medical school, what I realized was that a mind is a much greater thing than the physical body. You can be physically fit, but still, if you are not very strong in your mind, it can affect your physical health. And mind has so much power over your rest of the being that I decided that being a psychiatrist is much more cool and fun. And that's how I decided that, you know, to become a psychiatrist and heal the mind.
All right.
Now, if I could choose any career, I would like to be an artist, because as an artist, you could express yourself. There are no boundaries. There are no rules or limits.
Okay. What have you accomplished so far, personally or professionally, that you're most proud of?
Being a mother of two gorgeous boys is the most accomplished thing in my life, which I'm so lucky.
All right. Tell me how you would like people to remember you.
I would like people to remember me for being fun-loving and caring and compassionate.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right.